Hare Krishna. So the topic of our today's discussion is inspirational attraction in Krishna consciousness. Means what makes people attract to the temple. So everybody have their different views, opinions and understanding to come to temple. So like we like to, this is basically conversation, this is a disco, like not I will be speaking like a class, it will be totally interactive. So like we'll just try to start, like when I started coming to the temple, the first thing which I got attracted, I like prasad very much, and I like the darshan of the deity is very nice. So that's what attracted me to come to the temple. So will you like to add what all things you got attracted and you came to temple? Or your, some people, they are inquisitive about knowing God, Supreme and all these things. So like that, I'm just giving you a clue. So would you like to start? What makes you come to temple regularly?
Practically, it's easily accessible from where I'm living. It's closer.
Yeah.
So I need a spiritual place to go to. It's easy to come here.
Okay.
Any other place. So that's the starting point for me.
Yeah, but what makes you to come every time? Like there should be some pleasure giving thing which that is, like I can say,
yeah,
magnets which attracts. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like spiritually, when you're looking for someone to, I like to visit God on a regular basis. So, and I want my kids also to have those values. So that's why I come to the temple regularly.
Okay. Anything else you would like to add?
Yeah, I remember that verse from Bhagavad Gita where Bhagavan said, like, the person who's, wherever person stops the spiritual activity in previous birth, he starts from the same activity, he gets attracted to the yoga.
Sarvamasya dharmasya trayatamayat.
Yeah, right. And so, automatically one will come to the temple if in previous life he has done some pious activities.
Then he comes to the temple. So, what makes you to come to the temple?
I like Bhagavad Gita lecture, all Bhagavad Gita shlokas. I like the class. I like the prasadam afterwards.
Yeah, good.
But best of all, I like the Bhagavad Gita class.
Good, good.
Yeah, even I like the class, and I like to hear, to see the other devotees. And I have that wish that I would get to know more.
Oh,
get to know them more, so I get to hear more.
Wow,
you know, spiritual stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is our first time.
Yeah, wow, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Good. So maybe next time you can answer what all you're feeling. But still, whatever you answered till now, what you liked in the environment?
I like the environment, yeah, very much. And I started to read Bhagavad Gita, actually, almost done. And just want to know more about the Krishna consciousness and just surrounding with the devotees and learn more.
Oh, just great.
God, as much as
You are based out of Boston?
Hmm?
You are based out of Boston, or you are?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Actually, we are from Armenian church. We are Armenian and we worship Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
at the same time, I worship Krishna.
Wow, great.
So therefore, I have this. And
oh, yeah, that's what I was saying. Great. Yes.
But this is my first time, and my friends also.
Oh, great. Yes.
She has so many questions.
Yeah.
If you spell Krishna, Jesus Christ, you could say Christ, right?
That's right.
The name comes from Krishna. So Krishna is the Father, is the Son of God, right?
That's right.
So if you believe that, you understand later. Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Yes. What is your experience today coming to temple?
Marita is, I know her for a long time, and we haven't seen like 12 years. Today I was I asked her to meet me, and when we met I said that actually we went to the church, to Armenian church, and then I told her that, you know, I'm still looking for God, because since I was born I was a Christian, but I had this feeling that I there is something that I have to know, but I don't have those answers. I want to find myself. And there are many questions, like, I have done many things, like, I raised a child, and so on, but now I'm by myself, and I don't know what I'm doing on this earth, what's the reason I'm living. And I told her that, can't you believe that I'm still looking for God? She said, yes, I understand what you are saying. And she said that she offered me to come here. And before coming here, we had some conversation. She talked a lot about Krishna's consciousness. And
Here we are. Yeah, you are here. Yeah, very nicely blessed. Now we are going to hear something from glorious personality who is coming decades to the temple. And so Prabhuji, we are discussing like what's inspire us to come to the temple daily and like regularly. So he's coming from so many decades. How long? 35 years, Prabhu?
35
years he's coming. So we should hear from him what is a source of inspiration for him to come to the temple. You like to tell us, Prabhuji?
You like to chant.
Wow.
Sings Krishna name.
Wow.
These are all sorts of things in the temple. But before I used to do service one day in the temple, doing coming and teaching different activities. I used to do deity worship.
So he gets the pleasure in serving here and also doing meditation and all. He's getting a lot of pleasure here, so that makes him to come regularly to temple and here are lots of service. Practically I can say here for entire area, whatever possible services available here in the temple. So he's liking all the things. So it is said that the spiritual pleasure, whatever we get in our life, it's ever ending. It's keep on growing. But the whatever pleasure we derive on matter, it is just flickering. There is a limitation. And like just to give a simple example, like some book, commonly published book, it will be popular for 1 month, 2 months, 6 months, 1 year, maximum 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. But do you find any book which is popular since 5,000 years? There is only one book. There is Bhagavad Gita. 5,000 years back, it is written and still it is popular. So that spiritual pleasure, whatever is there, it is growing. Even people read Bhagavad Gita one time, they get some pleasure. They read second time, they get another pleasure. So it's like, you can say, I don't know how many of you might be knowing, when you churn the curd, cream comes out of it. So like that, as many times you churn, the cream comes out of that curd. So like that way, Bhagavad Gita, how many times you read, we get the pleasure out of that. So it's ever increasing, it's never stopping. Yeah. So Dina Mataji, you would like to tell us, like we are discussing what thing makes us inspiring to come to temple daily. She stays in temple, so we can hear something glorious from her. What is her secret of happiness?
Well, I live here, but it's constant association with the Lord, constant association with his devotees, constant association with the temple. It's just fulfills everything that you're looking for continuously.
Yes.
It's non-stop. It's just continuous.
She likes so much that she stays here and serves always continuously in all the areas of the temple.
Yeah. So when I didn't come to Krishna consciousness until 1998, and I had been through many, many religions. And when I met the devotee and started reading Prabhupada's books, it answered all my questions and there was no turning back. It just fulfilled everything that I wanted.
Wow, wonderful. Yes, so we are discussing exactly what thing makes you to come to temple regularly. So what is the source of pleasure for you? So will you like to say something?
So I've been coming from last 6 months. This is like home to me. Like I feel close to God, and so it makes me feel close to home.
Great. But what inspires you more? Like you like prasad or you like kirtan?
Kirtan is lovely. It makes you get into a different phase, so that really helps.
Oh, great. What about you?
Yeah, I came here the first time in Boston.
Yeah.
But I have been associated with this con since last 2 years. In India. So I think the association, it gives relief, lot of relief when you surrender yourself to the God
and when you find out the various things from the Bhagavad Gita, so that gives you directions in your life.
Wow, great.
I would like to add, like, name Krishna itself means the center of attraction. So he will naturally attract everybody. So that's why everybody comes here.
Actually, the Sanskrit meaning of the word Krishna is all attractive.
Okay.
Yes, Mataji, like
to
add something.
I just like to add something else to how I feel about it. To me, it's like a buffet. You want a buffet? So you come to the temple and you need. Either you need chanting, or you need to see the deities, or you need to talk to devotees. So it's like a buffet. Whatever you need, whatever you want, you can just come and take it.
Thank you, all. Nice to hear from all of you, the source of inspiration. So for me also similar, this same kind of thing happened. Like I think 16 years back, I was trying different religions and going to different places, different organizations to understand what is spirituality and what will give us a pleasure. A lot of questions I also had when I started coming to, like, in my youth. And youth means hot blood. We have a lot of questions, a lot of challenging, a lot of brain knowledge, everything. And I come from engineering background, so again scientifically we want to know, like, really, does God exist or doesn't exist. So like that, so many questions I had, and like I was trying to argue, show me God, then only I believe. Anything I see there, that only I believe. So like that, lot of questions I had. So I went to different religion, but an organization, nobody able to satisfy me to the full of extent. But when I came to Krishna consciousness, first day itself, one devotee met me and he made my all the doubts so nicely clear that I felt that this is the final destination which I was looking in my life. And that made me convinced, really, this is the path I was looking for. And here, all the questions, the day by day, whatever I had, slowly, one by one, I could clearly see the experience. Like, you know, there is one of my friend, he's a doctor from profession. So what he was doing, like, he was thinking, like, if there is a ghost, then there is a God also. Like, he was trying to prove the negative way, the existence of the God. So he heard there is some place where place is haunted. So what he did, all his colleague friends, they made one plan that one day we'll go and visit that place. People said, no, don't go there, that place is haunted, it will impact you. Then that person, my friend was saying, no, we'll see, if God is really, we'll see. And all the friends, they planned in the night, 12 o'clock with the bike, they went to that place. And suddenly from that house, they heard that horrifying sound of the ghost. And they feared so much, everyone just turned their bike and immediately ran to their hostel. But this my friend, he was continuously following, that ghost was following that friend. And he was very much horrified. He was so much afraid, he came to my room. And he was asking, hey, this person, ghost is chasing me, I'm very much afraid. So we told him, Krishna will just give a solution to your problem. So we told him, immediately just chant the Narasimha, Lord Narasimha prayers. If you chant the Lord Narasimha prayers, immediately you will be relieved. So that day we told him to chant the prayers, then he chanted the prayers, and that night he slept with me only in that my hostel room. And continuously 3-4 days he practiced that prayers. And since that day onwards, he taken to practice of Krishna consciousness, and he's firmly believing that the God exists, and got completely convinced, and God is giving so many realizations to him. And there was nowhere in the entire life for him now that he got troubled by the ghost. So like that way, for everybody's in life, Lord brings some incidents, so that incidents makes him believe or increases faith in the God. But the provided that the person should be ready to accept the changes in life. Like there are certain things which we may get hold up with some our own previous, everyone, what, how the understanding is developed in the person is by previous sanskaras, by seeing his own life, by reading something, or by seeing the life of others. So these are the things and his previous past memories in so many lifetimes that is carrying is in subtle body. So there are 3 kinds of body we have. External body, whatever we see, this thing, there is a inside, there is subtle body, okay, and there is a, inside that there is a soul. So whatever external body is there, that is this lifetime we are able to see. Whatever the inside subtle body is there, mind, intelligence and false ego, that is carrying from last so many lifetimes. So that impressions are and sanskaras are there in that. So like some people, you may see that as soon as they see something, like I know some friends, if they, as soon as they see up from top heel down, they feel very much scared. Or some people, some people, they see the water, they are very much afraid. Or sometimes even if you can see some people, if they see small lizard on the wall, immediately they get scared. Or even some particular incident, what makes them fear? Because in the last so many lifetimes that they have got fear of that particular incident. So that keeps the memories in them. So that makes them fear. So exactly, many people, they don't believe in the reincarnation. So I'll narrate one story, like it is a true story, and there is one scientist who is researching on this place. So more than 200 of incidents he recorded in his book called Reincarnation. So one story is there is one very small girl, hardly 4 to 5 years, she can hardly speak some words, but she was telling some narration about some place in India, and they are close to 500-600 miles away from that place, but she was exactly depicting the place description. So being a curiosity, the parent, what they did, they found out the place, okay, in the Google, okay, this place exists, okay. Then one day what they did, they took the girl to that place, because she was continuously talking about that place. So they took her to that place. Immediately she was telling, while going to that place, she was telling the way. You know, the 5 years girl who never went out of her town, she's telling the way, okay, go this way, go that way. And finally they reached at one place. There she told, this is my house. The parent couldn't just believe it. Then the parent took her to that house, and immediately, as soon as the girl entered into the home, the girl is only 5 years old, and there is another girl who is 21 years old. Immediately, as soon as that girl saw that another 21 years old girl, immediately she embraced her, and just like the any mother have emotion for the baby girl, same emotion came out of that small 5 years girl. And immediately, as soon as the lady girl, they saw the small girl, 5 years girl, saw one person, immediately she covered her head. So they are like, in India there is a tradition, if you see any elderly personality, you should cover your head. That is a tradition. So immediately that 5 years girl, she don't know anything, she's covering her head and offering respect to the elders and all. So finally, like when they discuss lot of things that time, and it came to that the 21 year girl, whatever is there, her mother died few years back, and the same mother is born in this another family as this baby girl, and that's how the emotion of this 5 year girl are exactly like the mother of that 21 year old. So, and also this is one side, and another side, that 5 year girl told a lot of confidential thing between the husband and wife, whatever they made together, same confidential thing they discussed in last life, same she narrated. So this thing made us clear that okay, there is a reincarnation. So it is not something we can taught it, but some people may say, like, Lord gives the past life memories to some people, why not all? So what do you think, why not Lord doesn't give the past life memories in this life? Yeah, great. Good answer. Anybody else like to say something? Basically, like, if I remember in last life, this person hated me. Okay, if I born next life and I find a dead person, then the harming tendency is still there. Or even last lifetime, something you will lose. Like, suppose my car met with some accident and that bad memories with me. So in the next life also that memory will be there, oh, my car is gone. So that's how Lord doesn't want us to carry all the bad and this harmful tendencies in us. So that's how Lord makes us to forget all this bad thing in our life. So that's how everyone is not awarded this memory. But Lord gives, like, Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, like little activity if you do towards God in this lifetime, in the next lifetime, as rightly he is pointed, that Lord will give us the chance to continue from there. Like if we get education in this lifetime, suppose I learn till my, right now I'm postgraduate, I'm master's in finance. So next lifetime if I born, I would again start with LKG, UKG and then ABCD everything. But in spiritual life it is not like that. If you complete in this lifetime till first grade, next lifetime you start with second grade. So like that, Lord gives us that spiritual quota to continue from the next lifetime onward. So that is the glory of the practicing devotional service. So this reincarnation is the thing which Lord gives us multiple incidents. Even our life also we can see, like there are certain things we see that we don't know, but suddenly we remember the things, how it happened, because from previous karma comes and that helps us to get the things. Like we see some students are extraordinarily brilliant in their skills. Like some people have such a musical talent, nobody teach them, all of a sudden they will pick up some instrument and they will start playing. How it happens? It's not something magical. It's awarded by the God because they deserve it from their last lifetime. So that's how immediately, like I know one of my friend, he just took the mrudangam and the day one he just started playing. It's just unbelievable. I have practiced so many years, still I am still learning. But he immediately took and he just learning. Again, there is one of my friend, harmonium playing is not that easy. One need to have that musical ears and all. But within 1 month he learned it. How it's possible? It's because their previous karma. Lord awarded them that tendency. So that's how the reincarnation and the belief about the life after death is must in everybody. So any question on reincarnation? Yeah.
Is it possible, like I could be one of my ancestors before, like my great grandmother, me myself?
Yeah.
Is it possible?
It's possible. It's possible.
That actually happens. They say, if you are so much attached to the family, you normally try to come back to the same family.
Like, so it means the all family members, they are always more connected.
No, it's not like that. So see, the law of karma works very complexly. It's not that easy. Like I'll tell you one example. Once there was one person, he was about to die in his last stage of on the bed, death bed. And he was so much attached to his business that when dying, he saw the entire family was around surrounding his bed, that this person is living love, let us try to see him at last time. So immediately while dying, he asked, hey, everybody is here, who is in the shop? He was a shopkeeper and he's telling, who is taking care of shop? And immediately died. So as soon as he died, he was so much attached to the shop and his property. In next lifetime, he gets the birth of the snake in that house. As he's too much attached, he gets the birth. So as he gets a snake birth, next lifetime he tells to his sons, okay, I'm a snake, I'm your father, but they are not able to correlate because the language is different. And as soon as his son sees that this snake, they beat him, they kill him again. But he's still attached, again he takes another birth in the house. So like that way, it can happen, you may get the birth of human life or you may get the birth of any other animal also. But it's not guaranteed that you will get, because it totally driven by the law of karma, how one works in his one's life. And also, like it is said that there are two things: there is a karma, there is a vikarma. Karma is the activity which is done according to injunction of the shastras. If one does that, then one get promoted to higher planetary system or in the at least same planet. But there is something called vikarma. V means opposite. So the activity which are done against the jurisdiction of the Shastra scriptures, against the law of God, so one gets fall down in the lower planetary spaces. So one gets ugly, dirty body, and one suffers different kinds of in lower planetary system. Earth and there are another seven planetary system, and Earth and below that there are another seven planetary system. So in these different planets, one gets the birth as per one's karma. So if one does good activity, one gets promoted to higher planetary system like heaven and all other places. But if one does bad, then he gets to Patala and other different lokas. That kind of birth one gets. So it's totally driven by his activity, what he does. And also there is a karma, vikarma, and there is called akarma. Akarma in the sense the activity which is not according to the scriptures, the activity which is not according to the against the scriptures, but it is for soul level. So whatever activity we do here in Krishna consciousness, it is beyond that. So one may say that what we should do, we should act according to the shastras or against the shastras or act in Krishna consciousness. So one should act in Krishna consciousness, because if one does good activity, one gets good result. Like suppose I do some pious activity, I donate to some other places, I do some charity, I do some social service and all. I open the hospital, I sponsor the water for people, I give food, I give shelter, and lot of take care of poor children and all. So if one gives this kind of charity and helps society, then he gets good karma. So as in order to get this good karma, he have to come again to take birth in this life again, and to enjoy the fruit of that good karma, one have to again take birth. And if one does that, he gets very high family birth, and he enjoys, he don't have to suffer for his two times meal. He's taken care of all the material, all the daily necessities, basically food, shelter, clothing, all these necessities there. But again, you have to take the birth. You enjoy this thing, whatever good activity you have accumulated, and again, as soon as this is finished, again, if you do something in this, after enjoying that, if you do something bad, again you have to fall down. So the cycle continues. But if we do Krishna consciousness, it is not good or bad. It is beyond that. So one takes and one is elevated and one is promoted to the planet of the God, so that he can never come back again in this world to suffer. Because this world is suffering place. It's not an enjoyable place. Nobody can say I can enjoy throughout my life. There is always suffering. Suffering can be divided into multiple parts. Yes, Madhuri.
Sorry, I've heard this thing before, even from other people, that we should just concentrate on God, like Krishna consciousness or whatever. But it always makes me feel like, isn't that a selfish way of looking at it? Because then we just focused on our own elevation. But when people need help, we don't want to get into that cycle. So it's, you know?
No. See, the platform, what you are helping them, if you are helping people so that the people can take to God consciousness, it is not at all pious activity. It is spiritual activity. There is difference between spiritual and pious thing. But if you are just helping people and you are not connecting them to the God, then that is not helpful or recommended. If you are, like it is said, like if we all are son of millionaires, or Father Krishna, God is millionaire. The highest duty, like just tell me example, one son is there, he is lost. We are trying to help him in all different means, okay? We are trying to give him food, we are trying to give him charity for his maintenance, we are trying to give him clothes, everything we are giving. How long we can support him? One time, two time, five time, 10 times. But if simplest way, just connect that son with his father, so that entire lifetime the father will take care of him. So that is the best way. So Krishna consciousness is what? We are connecting every soul, is everybody, every living entity is part of God. So we are connecting to the God, and God will take care of everybody. We are not in position to take care of everybody. So we have to connect them. We have to help them certainly, but we have to connect them. That will make the perfection. Just helping is incomplete way of helping them. It is temporary. So that is the thing.
Yeah, because practically you can't connect
help
everyone to God. Like, not everyone wants to do that. Many people don't want to get into religion, but they need help. So do you not help them even if it's temporary?
We should help them. And it is the best service we can do, but we have to help them and connect them to the God. Otherwise, it is incomplete. Yeah. Any other question?
Also, I think first one should help himself or herself, then others. So first, to be able to help, you have to connect to God yourself. Otherwise, there is no point helping others.
Being an exemplary in the society will make a big difference. We ourselves follow, we teach others, we connect them to the God, we help. Yeah, so actually we are still on the way of our reincarnation topic. Is there any other question? Reincarnation?
Yes. What's the case? What did you ask?
Reincarnation?
Yes.
Any other question?
More questions?
Yeah. Oh, there are a lot of questions, okay.
Yeah, you can come up. We all are here to discuss.
How many times it's gonna happen, this reincarnation, forever?
Yeah, there is a 8.4 lakh million species are there. So people travel from one species to another species, like that it keeps on going. So,
8.4 million species, that's how scientists also discovered.
Yeah.
So one has to go through all animal species.
Like
cow,
dog, then sparrow, then mosquito, all these different kinds of dogs, bulldog, this dog, that dog. So different kinds of species we travel, and finally we get this human body. And this is the human birth, is the very special birth considered. In this body only we can inquire about the God, we can understand the God. This is the platform provided by God to us, that we can elevate ourselves to the higher planetary system. In animal, no way you can convince or you can teach how to practice God consciousness. The only difference in human form of life and another form of life is human is given the tendency to inquire. Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Who is me? What is my relationship with God? How can I establish the connection with the God? This is only human species can do. There is no other species can do. There are four activities majorly humans and all the animals do together. Like we also eat, they also eat. But we eat in sophisticated house on plates and sitting place properly. Animals eat on the road or different places, whatever they live. We sleep on nice sophisticated bed. They sleep different locations as per their area where they live, in forest or any other place. We protect ourselves with the different weapons. We use a gun, we use different means to protect ourselves. We have security and all these things. Animals also protect, they protect by their jaws, teeth, so like that, nails, they protect themselves, okay? So some animals are poisonous, with their poison they protect themselves. So this is similarity between the man and animals. The fourth similarity is we also give birth to our offsprings, they also give the birth. So what is the thing which makes the difference between man and animal? All the activities, if you see entire lifetime between man and all the animals, this fourth activity will cover similarity in all the aspects. In some of the aspects, animals are more superior. Human being can give birth to one or two, maximum three babies at a time. But we know animals, how many. Some animals give lakhs of babies, offspring at a time. So we are very limited in these four activities also. But the one boon which human form of life have got, that we can inquire about God. Who is me? What is my relationship with God? And how can re-establish the relationship, whatever I lost earlier? So that makes us perfect. So is that answer your question?
Yeah.
Any other question?
Oh, God. But I'm not the only one here.
Okay, so we covered some part of reincarnation. Now coming to the next part is pleasure. So everyone seeks pleasure in his life. So majorly the as per the God consciousness, the pleasures are divided into different levels. So the first kind of pleasure, they are on the platform of sensual pleasure, like at the bodily level we can experience, like suppose some people, they like to see something good. If I see greenery, I feel very happy. Okay, some people, they like to eat something. As soon as I keep the sweet on mouth, I like it. So that is called sensual. My touch is the tongue is the part of pleasure for that sweet. Some people like spicy. Even their eyes might be crying, but they like to eat spices so much. So that is a sensual pleasure. There are different other sensual pleasures. Like some people are too much addicted to some music. They just put it in their ears and they just enjoy it. So there are different kinds of pleasures we get on the sensual platform. Okay. So this is first platform, that is called sensual pleasure. The second pleasure is called mental pleasure. You just dream it, you like it, and you get pleasure. Like some people, you will find them, they are always in dreaming state. Oh, this way, that way. Practical level, you don't see them, but they are mental level. Like basically the poets. Oh, this poetry, that kind of people. So they are mental pleasure seekers. Then the third class are intellectual people, pleasure seeker. So intellectual paper, you may see like they are so much getting test out of that doing some work. Specifically scientist, you will see them, they will be working 20 hours a day. They are so much engrossed in the experiment that they are just waiting for the result. That kind of intellectual pleasure they get. So these are the three kinds of pleasure which are limited. We can get some, but after some point of time we have to give up. Like
sensual pleasure. If I, even if I like sweet too much, what is my limit of eating? I can eat just one plate of sweet, that's it, not more than that. Even if I have desire, still I cannot have it because my stomach doesn't allow it. Poetic desire, how long it can last? It will last for some time, but it will go. It will not be permanent, it will not be ever increasing. The third class is intellectual. As soon as my experiment is done, that's it, done deal. There is nothing to go ahead. Now I achieved my result. So it is still limited and it is temporary. But there is a fourth kind of pleasure, that is called spiritual pleasure. So to understand the spiritual pleasure is the most important topic, and that is the need of the society now. Because it is said God is the reservoir of all the happiness, and any attempt is done to enjoy separate from the God will be limited and it will not give us everlasting happiness. The only happiness we can derive when we are with God, because God is reserving everything. He has everything. So we have to be with Him, then only we can enjoy the pleasure. So the fourth kind of pleasure is called spiritual pleasure. So that spiritual pleasure, how we can experience it? The experience is like, you come to temple, you sense the vibration of the temple. How is it? Ourself, we have to look how much satisfaction we get in the heart, because we are part of the God. And part can be only happy when it is connected with the full. And the God is full. We are part of the God. So it is said like, if I have to nourish my all the body, my hands, legs, head, tongue, everything, what I have to do? I have to put food to the belly. But if I decided that I only want to feed my this hand, how it's possible? I can put some injection and this part will get. But that won't surprise the way. It will imbalance the thing. It won't satisfy the thing. So like that way, when we ourselves connect with the God and try to serve Him, then only we get connected. And through service medium, once we are connected, we experience the pleasure what we get in our life. So as God is the reservoir of all happiness, the happiness is ever growing. It is not limited. It keeps on growing, growing, growing. And as we see, like initially we had a discussion in that we discussed what inspires us to come to the temple and what is continuing us. You can see, like myself, like close to 16 years I am coming regularly to the temple, serving here and getting the bliss. Some devotees, they are 30 years, 40 years, they are practicing and they are getting pleasure. Why? What is making them to continue this thing? Because that pleasure is ever increasing. It is not stopped any point of time. So this spiritual pleasure, we will get it. But how to get it? Now we understood what are different kinds of pleasure and what is the topmost pleasure. And now the theme we need to understand is how we can get this spiritual pleasure. So the spiritual pleasure will get like anytime if we have to express our love for somebody, what we do? We offer exchanges, we offer some gifts, we try to help him in whatever he is needed. So similar manner, when we come to temple, this temple is, we see the God, but God is never alone. God is always with His devotees. God, like if we have to approach some big personality like President of India or President of America or some big personality, politician or something, can we go directly and approach Him? It's not possible. Or even if we approach, we'll be checked multiple places and we'll not be allowed to directly interact. But God is very kind. God allows everybody to access Him. But the best means to approach Him and get the closeness to the God is by His devotees. God is never alone. God is always with His devotees. So there is one Vaishnava poet who prays that devotees possess Lord. And when you have to get the Lord, then one have to be with devotees. When you have to help the devotees, associate with devotees, then only one will get the happiness. So being with like the people who are with God, they are the loved one by the God, and Lord allows them to come multiple times to Him and allow Him to serve. So being with them will be part of that God's family. And once we are part of that family, then we'll get the experience of that spiritual bliss which we are looking in our life. So we have to be with the devotees, help them. And like if we have to please like some millionaire, we cannot give him any gift or something, or offer him any, he will not be pleased with us. But if we just offer some $10 trophy chocolates to his son, that millennial will get so happy that my son is happy and I am also happy. So similar way, if we offer our service to the God devotees and help the devotees, then the God's blessing comes. So That is the secret of getting that happiness which we are longing for so many years in our life. So I'll keep forum open for some questions. So any other questions? Raish. Any question, bro?
You can have the questions. You have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, sure. We give opportunity to everybody.
Yes.
So
yeah. It's actually being a Christian, we don't believe in karma, but I do. From my experience, life experience. So I want to, if it's possible, to learn, is it possible to clean the karma and to argue? Able to teach how to clean it.
It's yeah,
possible.
It's possible.
And second question, I understand that my karma I earned from my past lives.
Correct.
And is it going to, my karma is going to affect to my daughter's life? Is she going to, because of my karma, it's going to affect to my daughter?
Yeah, actually every family they comes with together karmas. Okay, so whatever happiness, suffering comes in one family, it is for applicable to all the people. And your current karma won't get going to get affect to them. It is individual, everyone is individual, and this karma cycle is very complex. But I can tell you the simple this thing is, Krishna consciousness is such a perfect thing that if one practices that, so like then suppose there is one tree, and if there you cut off the tree, what happens after few years, again the tree grows up. Okay, so all the other processes whatever we practice outside, they are like that, just cutting out that tree from top, but the roots are still there, and that makes us suffer. So that's why people, majority of the people, they lose faith in God and spirituality because of that, because they don't they just cut the trees from the top. But Krishna consciousness process is such a powerful and potent process. It burns the tree with the roots. So all the karma get burned totally. And that will give us all the reactions of whatever. Like every action, this it sows the seed. So it is maybe good or it may be bad. And with that action, the seed, some seeds sow, results fructify immediately. Some takes time to fructify and manifest. So like that way, if somebody's have done bad karmas, then in this lifetime, like scripture says, there are different manifestation of that. So there are four kinds of karmas manifestation. Some are in the manifesting process, some are yet to ready to get fructified, some are already fructified, and some right now whatever we are sowing. So as per that, it drives. So you and your daughters, though they are independent, your current karma is not going to affect. But in last life, whatever together you have to do, done for the past life, that is going to impact you and your daughter also. So, but Krishna consciousness process, it burns out everything for everybody. So if you practice, it certainly benefits your daughter also. So
it's going to help her too.
Yeah, everybody get help, because you keep on praying. So it is said prayer is the thing which helps everybody. So if one prays, the prayers, even it is millions of distance, miles of distance, still it reaches and it helps the person. Like there is one of, like I lived with some of the doctors. So I told one of the doctor example. So he is another friend who is a doctor. So he was telling us, one time one patient was just, we gave him 1 hour time, that within 1 hour, this is that's his life, that's it. But all the his relatives immediately just sat and started praying for him. So as they were praying, within 1 hour, that person's body started responding to his medicines. And he was telling, earlier whole week it didn't support, but within 1 hour, whatever prayer all his members, family members did, the response started coming from the medicine, and the person got recovered. And he became healthy again. So prayer is the thing which helps. Even if one have bad karmas,
past life bad activities, still if one prays, one does spiritual activity, one recites the name of the God, then that thing can be cured. It's still possible. Yeah. Krishna consciousness is such an accommodative process. It accommodates everybody. It gives solution to all the problems of everyone. It is actually all the religions and everything, they are created by man. Ultimately, God is the one and everyone is his children. That is a common, like Krishna says, Vasudevam Kutumbakam, which entire world is Lord Krishna's family. So, we are to be that part of family. Just we don't want to be whimsical and out of the family. We are to be just part of that family. Yeah. Any other question? Last question. Yes, Prabhu.
So, in our daily practice, like how to improve our bhakti, if I am at work, like inside I can chant Hare Krishna, like, you know, outside I do work. Is it like a quality chanting or it really doesn't matter? You know, as long as I'm remembering that I'm doing my work. I'm just thinking about how practically, if I'm temple, yes, we are association with devotees, you know, automatically we'll do.
Yeah.
But in real life, how to, you know.
See, there is a, everyone should be balancing his, all the approaches of life, then only one will be happy. Like if one is like a pendulum, completely this side or that side, he won't be happy. So one has to be striking perfect balance in one's life. So, to strike the balance, first of all, everyone have to do their basic practice, meditation practice at their home. Like what happens majority of the times, we are at mental level and the mind kills us. When we are in meditation, it makes us think about the work. And we are in work, that time it makes us think about meditation. So, both ways it kills us. But how to come out of that? Is that your question, right, Prabhu? So basically, as we practice, I told there is sensual pleasure, so there are senses. So above the senses, there is a mind. Above the mind, there is an intelligence. And above the intelligence, there is a soul. So when the intelligence is not strong enough, it is not able to discriminate properly, and it is not able to make us focus on the right direction. So if we are doing spiritual practices, we make our intelligence, spiritual practices nourishes the intelligence. So as the intelligence is nourished, it is in position to take all the decisions in life. Not only practice of any spiritual practice.